This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by, can you guess? Off! I didn't give you enough time to guess. Can you guess?
Yeah, why? I was going to guess. Go to Neverland.com.
That's right. It's Off to Neverland Travel, our favorite travel provider. And you need to check them out. Go to the website, go to Neverland.com. They just put out an email. I just got it the other day. And you should get their email alerts about all the new Summer Awakens or Awakened Summer plans that have just come out. So if you want to go check that out, go to Neverland.com. You're really going to like what you see there. Read their story. I encourage that since the first episode we took over. Read their story. I think you'll like it. You'll see they're not just Disney fans. They are Disney experts and have an amazing story. And I hope you guys like it. And obviously, as always, they have those DLP, De Las Puertas, Walt Disney World Today, WDW Today Weekend. I just made that title as long as possible. Packages available now. That's at gotoneverland.com.
And as Logan likes to say, I like to say, all you've got to do is pack.
I forgot it. I missed your tagline. All you got to do is pack. Go to Neverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. And this is episode 1508 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And we've got an excellent show, a calm show, a cool show today. Today we're talking about the best hotels to lounge at without a room. So no shelter, no place to go. And we each have our own thoughts and opinions, as some people may have issues with. We all have our own thoughts and opinions. That's not just universal. We don't universally share one brain.
You know what legitimately could be a problem with this show already? You know, we didn't really, normally we converse a little bit beforehand. Oh, here's mine. But we don't go into too much detail.
We're going to pick the same ones. We're going to all be like,
we all love Pop Century.
Well, the greatest part about that is then we... There's a consistency.
Since this is not an odds maker show, but I can probably tell you that with 200% certainty, that we're not going to pick Pop Century.
Well, yeah, that was, I threw that out just in case I accidentally spoiled something.
Remaining silent. It's not Pop Century. That's how I picked. Okay. All right, so let's go around the table. We actually are at a round table from the 80s. We were 80s round table. Fun fact. All right, let's go around the table, see what everyone's thoughts are. Because here are the parameters, folks. So imagine you're staying at a hotel. Maybe you're off property, maybe you're on property, whatever. And you're like, I just want to get some air, try something new, have fun experiences that you can do each and every day all around Walt Disney World without a park ticket. And you want to experience something different. So resort hopping, very popular, but resort lounging, maybe not as popular. So let's go around. Terry, you ready? Will, you ready?
I think I'm ready, but okay. I want Terry to go
first. Okay, Terry, you go first.
I'm going to stick with Animal Kingdom Lodge on this one.
The old AKL.
Because in a lot of ways, I feel like this is the fifth gate in Orlando. It's almost like a theme park in and of itself without the rides.
So elaborate. So let's start with, all right, things to do. What are the activities you can do while you're there?
Well, because there's really two hotels.
Right.
Because there's the Kidani Village and the Jumbo House. And if you're a DVC member, you could be pool hopping. And the pools are fantastic. That is one of the perks about being a DVC member is you are able to go and use the pools at some of the other resorts.
Okay. In general, do they police the pools?
No. The one place they do is Stormalong Bay. In front of the Yacht and Beach, because that lazy river is pretty popular. They're actually kind of, you know, they kind of check your key when you go in there.
Sure.
But that's the only place at a pool that I've ever been like stopped for my. Yeah.
So all ages, you think this is a good resort pick? Are you talking mainly for you and for your wife, or something that
I
lost
think it's
up
all
kids?
Ages because there's the animals for the kids. You know, there's savannah view all over the resort.
What is the animal interaction if you're not? If you're just visiting, because I've never done it, to be honest with you.
So you can go from inside the lobby. You can go right. If you go through Jumbo House, which is the main original Animal Kingdom Lodge, which they actually had craftsmen come over from Africa when they built the resort. And so it's got the thatched roof, and the resort is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
But there's animals on the savanna, kind of. Actually, the hotels kind of sit parallel to each other, so there's a savanna view from each of the properties. And so you can either go down the stairs or down the elevator and go into the savanna and kind of stand in the middle of it and see them, you know, up close and personal. Or you can go to the balcony, their little viewing areas with huge rocking chairs that you can go and view all the animals.
Well, I'd like to. I've never done that. I've been to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but briefly, never really for a step. I've never stayed there. It's one of the few places I've always wanted to stay.
Yeah.
But either price kept me out or other alternative options I could have for my family. So it's never happened. Dining, though, is pretty
dining, good. Lots of dining. Sana'a, which is at the Kidani Village.
Fan favorite.
Absolutely fantastic. The Indian bread service that they have there. Some of the best naan I've ever had.
Because this comes up on the show a lot, the word bread service. I have a feeling there's a large percentage of our audience who maybe is trying to plan their trip to Walt Disney World. No idea what you're talking about.
So are you saying bed service?
Bread service?
It's a turn down service. They turn down your bread every evening.
Turn down your bread.
So you literally get a giant table full of, I think you get three choices, one of which is naan, and then all of the different kind of flatbreads that are throughout kind of Indian and North African cooking, if you will. And then you get all kinds of chutneys to choose from. A lot of people do the, I think it's $3 more, and you just get all of the sauces and all of the breads, and it's just a plate of
bread.
Bread.
How many does it serve, do you know?
Or is it per person?
We never finish it. I think it's called a bread service for two on the menu, but okay.
It's a heaping portion.
Yeah, so if you just get naan, I think it's like four or five pieces of naan if you get the big bread service. And so, and there you actually can sit and dine. The animals are right out through the window. You can see a lot of the animals that you'll see there with the zebras and whatever that big giant cattle. Oh, and Coley cattle, I believe is what it's called.
Sure, and Coley cattle.
Cattle.
I can't
it's
say that.
It's a giant cow.
Simon Cowell.
Not cow. Yeah,
I can't say that.
And so there's that. Boma, which is probably one of my favorite buffets on property, is at the Jumbo House, and they have a great massive breakfast buffet, and then prime rib buffet for dinner. There's fire pits, which is one of my favorite things to do, both inside and outside. There's an inside fire pit, so if it's raining, you can kind of sit. There's a lot of little... I don't know how to describe them. I guess they're like little rooms that are like little lounges that don't have like a... there's nobody there like serving food, but they're little places where you can hang out if you want to read.
Like in the lobby?
Like in the lobby, but they're spread out. They're little nooks that are kind of all throughout the resort.
Like an Irish pub.
Like with no pub.
But with no pub. Bring your own.
Or Irishman. And so I've had business meetings there. I've written there. My wife finished her master's finishing project there.
Very nice.
And so
so it spurs education at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Well, it's I think it's kind of just a fun, inspiring place. Yeah. Like if you have kids, the animals are going to be like something that they love.
No, of course.
One of the things that they do is they bring over, as part of the college program, residents of all the countries around Africa that kind of become your tour guide and tell you all about the different things that there are about their country and their crafts.
Like Epcot Africa.
It's like, yeah, there's almost that kind of like, it's like almost like a pavilion at Epcot in a lot of ways,
right?
With animals.
And they do have a really cool playground for kids too, the Hakuna Matata playground.
Terry doesn't know this.
I've never been to the Hakuna.
Well, that, you know what? Good for you. Good for you that you've never been. Yeah. So anything else on that? I think that's a pretty good summary.
And then obviously
not,
there's some lounge bars there that are fantastic. Yeah. They have all kinds of, South African wines and of course, Gico.
Yeah.
How dare I not forget that?
Well, that's usually when I go. I usually go to Gico, and it's night. So I don't usually, even though they have
night goggles,
the night vision thing, which I've never done. It seems too good to be true. Have you done it?
It's cool. What's kind of cool is the savannah's sort of lit.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see the animals and
never let those animals go to sleep.
No, it's actually pretty cool because you're walking there and you sort of expect. Because it's Disney, it's like, oh, they're just going to have them like wound up and they're going to be out there roaming the safari.
A lot of them are nocturnal anyways. Like, don't lions like to
No lions on the savannah there. Although, I would be
Why not? What are they going to do? Eat a zebra?
Yeah, I know. That would be a fantastic resort. Frightening for children. But, the animals, you just kind of see them. They're lounging around. It's kind of fun.
Now, for those that do, because you said like you're able to use, this is just a question for this is if you had a room, I guess, theoretically. How do you deal with going into the pool if you're not staying at one of these hotels?
What do you mean? How do you deal with it?
Well, you said like you can pool hop. You have no place to dress, undress, redress.
No, you just go to a bathroom.
I guess that's true.
Go to a lobby bathroom, take a bag, make sure you have plastic bags to throw. I have pool hopped many a time in my day. That's like my forte. And you just take a bag with you, even a backpack. Make sure you've got – I'm going to get in so much trouble for like giving like specific directions. Make sure you take a plastic bag, though, or something to put your wet clothes in so that it doesn't ruin other things you may have in your bag.
I prefer the Glad bags over the Ziploc bags. They hold the water better.
Not Ziploc. I just said – oh, yeah. I was like, no, I never said Ziploc. No. But,
savage.
Even just like a shopping bag. Here's the thing.
Go buy something.
Go buy something. Give them some dollars.
Just say, give me that giant bag. Yeah. You know that giant one they sometimes give you that you can barely walk around with? Give me a couple of those.
It's good for my clothes. And wear flip-flops. You know, that's an easy thing, too, so you're not old sock feet.
Old sock feet.
Bring a towel.
So, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Terry, best place to go to hang for. How do you think you could successfully stay there for the majority of a day and enjoy yourself? Or do you think it's half day, quarter day? I'm talking about, like, let's say you arrive, like, I don't know, 10-ish. Would you stay till the evening, have dinner there? Or realistically, is it more of a place, it's a good place to hang for?
If you bought if you had a book to read or something, I think you could probably, I do love the outside. If you go at Jumbo, right outside the lobby, those balconies that are sitting there, the chairs are huge. If the weather's nice. If it's not a 95 plus Florida degree day.
Of course, yeah. Yeah,
other problems with the animals.
We'll plan on saying this is ideal temperature and ideal weather. So we're not dealing with, if it rains, that place is out. True. Okay. All right. I think that's a good thought. I mean, I've very, very little experience the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I've always wanted to. Again, it's just kept me away from it. But those things are definitely more interesting. And I'm curious now. I've really only eaten there. So, Will.
All right, I was conflicted about using this one because there's some current issues, but I feel like if people are listening to this and can go back, this is still my answer stands. But right now, some of these activities you can't do, and that's Wilderness Lodge because they're of the refurbishments. So I just do want to give that disclaimer at first that. There's a lot of cool stuff to do, but before you just run with this, check the website and make sure that the refurbishment's over or that the things that I'm mentioning are
active.
Actually, you're able to do them. I like the theming of Wilderness Lodge. So part of it for me is that you can feel like you're not at Disney. Like you can feel like you're at an escape out in the Pacific Northwest, in a lodge with all the beams, the pine is probably the appropriate wood.
The redwoods.
All the kind of rustic feel to it, the cabin feel. I like that aesthetic. So that's part of it for me, is that you're going to be able to enjoy yourself there in a unique setting, kind of like what Terry was saying with the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You're not going to the Serengeti every day. So this, you're probably not going to hang out unless you're like a moose or an elk, the
we
clubs.
We have a huge
clubs,
elk population that listens to the
podcast. You'd probably be surprised.
So, one, I really like the dining there. You've got the Artist Point, which is like the fine dining, which is, if you want to go there, you can obviously do that. But also,
didn't you have your honeymoon dinner there or something?
Yeah,
like
first night of our honeymoon, we ate there.
So I'm playing to Terry's heartstrings right now. But Whispering Canyon Cafe, I love.
The best.
It's so cool. And once again, that lodgy kind of feel.
How many times have you rode around the horse in the Whispering Canyon? Have you gone up and done
this?
He's
an adult now.
I'm a real man.
I will say that that Whispering Canyon was a must-do when we were kids.
Yes.
There's a picture of us as kids there.
I've got a fanny pack on.
Will's fanny pack on, and I have a Power Ranger t-shirt on. And I took my son there. We always kind of go every 4 or 5 trips we would go. Now with my son, we go almost every trip to Whispering Canyon because he loves it. He remembers it because it's such a unique experience. He learned I'm a little teapot there. Fun fact.
Oh. Neat. That is not really the thing. I would expect him to like
he loves the ketchup.
Oh, Susanna or some other you more know, the, folksy song.
And if you ask for the ketchup, there's the whole ketchup show.
Yeah. 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 Well, exactly. So it's fun for adults and kids. They have pools like all the resorts do. I think they're just standard pools that
They look cool.
They have the kind of it fits the theme, but there's not like a lazy river in.
I don't believe so. No.
Yeah.
Is there a slide? There may be a slide, but maybe as far as you go.
All of them, yeah.
And then near it, around it though, is really pretty. There's a lot of stuff right around.
Yeah. It's and there's things like bike rentals. There's motorboat rentals that you can do there. Those are fun things, but those aren't currently options because they're under refurbishment.
You know what I love about Wilderness Lodge as your option is you can take the boat.
It's a little boat, a little raft.
Whatever
you call it.
Whatever the boats are from Magic Kingdom over there. And so if you're kind of having, we've talked about this before on the show, that if you're having just a long day and it's just like, oh my gosh, I've got to get out of Magic Kingdom before I kill the children.
Sure, Terry. We've all thought that.
What? Who brought their kids to Disney?
Yeah.
Well, I was speaking of your offspring, not
just as bad. But okay, sure. I don't think you can clarify that in a good way.
Oh, right.
But now you're taking the boat.
Taking the boat. Yes. You're over there in like 5 minutes from Magic Kingdom. That's
no, I love that, and also you can go Fort Wilderness too that way. Can you go that from Wilderness Lodge and go Fort Wilderness? And though that's not saying kind of staying on our own little set of parameters here. You can kind of say it's an extension of it.
Yeah.
They got the same. They got Wilderness both in the name, and there's a ton to do over there. I've kind of fallen in love with Fort Wilderness.
I think that's kind of an honorable mention.
I kind of pair in my mind Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness
like it's
as
okay.
one
it's the
entity.
Jumbo and Kidani of
exactly.
Of, yeah. What about like food? We've already said food options. Yeah. What about like other things you do? The store in there is pretty good.
A great store.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is fishing, which is. Once again, closed right now for refurb, but I think that
the fish are off.
I think that adds to kind of the feel that you're at a lodge, you know, an outdoorsy feel, and you can kind of take, you know, maybe take a sleeping bag and just chill out at Fort Wilderness.
They don't frown upon that at all.
Yeah, you know, just sleeping out in the middle of a field, kind of nice in the middle of the day, daytime.
So you think fun for kids and adults? Do you think, I kind of have to ask Terry's point, would you ever consider doing this? I think is more the more question. Not can you do it? Because, look, you can do whatever. You could chill out in a lobby for 12 hours and you can do it. Would you ever want to do this?
I would do it here for the reasons of it has the pool. And when all the amenities are going, I think that you can make it kind of a non-Disney activity day where if you rent a boat, if you go fishing, you do something like that, it kind of feels like you've gotten out of the mega...
The
mega entertainment of Disney, and you're kind of in something a little different.
I think I would do it if you could combine it with Fort Wilderness, because over there you have the horses,
tons of horses, the carriage rides, so much stuff.
It's the one place off out of a theme park that you can meet characters
for free
with Chip and Dale and the s'mores and the sing-along there. Yeah. So that's a
no. I am the poster boy right now for Fort Wilderness. I love it over there as long as the weather is good. Getting over there is a pain. It's actually sometimes easier probably to go Wilderness Lodge and take the boat. But I do love all the grounds. It's a pretty setup. The people the cast members seem to be genuinely nice over there for some reason. And they got the Davy Crockett Bar, which is fun. And you got Hoop-De-Doo.
And just to follow up, mentioning Davy Crockett Bar, you do have the Territory Bar at Wilderness Lodge, and that is, once again, with the theme, it's really cool. You're sitting at a wood bar with big logs and carved-out bears kind of supporting the...
Will's raising the roof. They're cardboard bears raising the roof.
Not cardboard bears.
What'd you say?
Carved-out bears.
Oh,
like
he said, they're cardboard like bears doing the Booker T.
So anyhow, it's a cool place, and so you could round out your day after going to the pool, doing some of those other activities, going to Fort Wilderness, go hit up the Territory Lounge, and then maybe go watch a little, spectacle on the water.
Yeah, the water pageant.
Yeah.
which is actually probably underrated, the water pageant. I've enjoyed it. I've never sat there. I'll say I'll never intentionally gone out to watch it, but I've watched it hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah, because it just sort of happens.
It just happens. There's not like 10 minutes till we start. All of a sudden, you hear like, dun, 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 dun. Oh, what's happening? Oh, look out the window. Oh, good. It's waking up the kids. Fantastic. Do you got anything else, Will? Is that your...
No, that does it.
All right, so mine, going to be controversial, but mine I'm going to kind of put under the parameters of my experiences because I got kids. And I will say my favorite resort to spend the day at, and I have done it. All right, let's say I probably have done a half day, if I'm being completely honest, is the Art of Animation Resort. A discount resort, not what you expect. We got Will and Terry both coming in with old Deluxos. They're old elitists over here. And I'm coming in with the top end.
Money bags, nature
money
boy.
Bags, Will, and money bags, Terry. I'm coming in, though, with Art of Animation for a lot of reasons. I have small kids. So the theming is unreal. And before that, though, I'd say I'm going to start with, and feel free to interrupt and talk to me. Yep. I'm not just going to go on a tangent here.
You probably will.
Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom. Parking is good. You know, I'd say it's solid. You get good parking. And there's also valet options. Art of Animation, I can pull up to the car section and usually park within a 20-second walk.
I would hope you're parking in a car section, Logan.
You know what I'm saying.
Wow, wow.
Into the Radiator Springs section. And usually walk into Radiator Springs, it maybe takes me 20 seconds from where I get out of the car. And you're immediately immersed. The car section there, beyond all the others, and I'll spend more time in the cars. I'm going to spend the most time there because of my son, is great. I absolutely love it. It's very similar. I'd say it's like if Cars Land didn't have really attractions, but had the same kind of flair, and I love it. I really do. In some ways, I prefer it a little bit for my son to Cars Land at Disneyland because it's a little more interactive.
And it's free.
And it's totally free. And we can be like, we're going to Cars. Okay, well, great. We don't have to eat a day. And we'll go see the cars, and, you know, they probably don't encourage you to climb on them and do these things, but everyone does. So, you know, my son has got to play for half an hour in the back of Mater. You know, and during the middle of the day, no one's there because everyone's at the park, especially if you're staying at Art of Animation. I don't feel like a lot of people stay at Art of Animation. They just are sleeping there, waking up, maybe having breakfast and going. So in the middle of the day, it's dead and you're able to walk around. The music is great in the car section. You can essentially do meet and greets with each one of the cars and play with them. And then they have a pool, which is the Cozy Cone Motel pool, which looks awesome. And the Cozy Cones are cabanas and you're not reserved. And nothing, so you can chill out in your own little Cozy Cone cabana, which I've done, for as long as you'd like, really, and no one's ever there to check it and to talk to you. No one's ever bothered me there, and you sit there and hang out and have a good day. And if you were looking for a place to just chill outside, it's a great place to pop over, grab a Cozy Cone, and have it. It's a small pool, you know, so if you're going there to swim, I'm not sure if it's your best option, but it's a small pool. But then you walk, you know, 100 yards, and out of Cars Land, and you're in the Nemo section, and the Nemo section has an amazing pool. I believe it's Nemo section, yeah. And that area has a pool bar, which I like. Everyone likes a good pool bar. What's that? The drop-in pool bar, I think is what it's called. Great pool bar if you're into that kind of thing. And what I do like is the main lobby area, which is right off of that. There's still the Lion King and Little Mermaid, all of them with these amazing structures and bring to life a lot of the stories and characters. You go into the main lobby. And yeah, it is kind of reminiscent of what we've seen before, but the you have like the cafeteria style area that has multiple different options to eat. I've never really had a bad meal there. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not luxury. It's not Sanaa. It's not Wilderness. It's not even Whispering Canyon, but it's solid food for kids and for adults. I fully enjoyed the food, fully enjoyed the gift shop. It's a really good sized gift shop with lots of stuff to buy. And there's a lot more. I'll keep going. So someone,
I'll give you that it's a giant playground.
Yes,
for if you have kids,
it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is.
But as far as a resort for like adults or anyone, you know, with older kids, I don't see it being.
Well, I'm gonna
see your teenagers enjoying the day there.
Well, except for there is also a pretty large arcade in the lobby.
Yeah. I
got more. Too. I got more points.
Well, I'll let you in a second, but I did want to jump in because, I'm typically the grouchy old man on this show that, you know, stay off my lawn. And Logan was like, "Hey, I was in Florida with Logan. His family was down there, and he was like, 'Hey, we're going to Art of Animation with Riker.'" And I go, oh gosh, like this is gonna be the worst.
It's a hotel.
Yeah, okay. And so we went over there and went, just as Logan described, got a great parking space right up front, went in and just seeing the joy of Riker.
Yeah. Like, and I may be blinded by that.
And even me, which I mean, I guess I care for him too and love to see that, but I was not bored. I was running with a child, like, let's get our picture with Mater.
Right.
And so it was cool. I'll give it that. The quick service in the inside was really, is it quick service or counter service?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Either way. Yeah.
You know, we got food there. It was easy. It was busy, but it was still good. Got good food. And I would like to say that store they've got it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty great.
It's a really nice store.
And what I also like about because the restaurant and the store connect to each other. What I like about the restaurant is that the restaurant is themed in all the different areas. So there's a Cars area. There's a Nemo area. We always sit in the Cars area. The Radiator Springs, you get to see all the concept art from the film. So there is that bit of art history. And what they do offer is, if you're missing it from the Animation Academy, they do offer lessons of how to draw Mickey, how to draw, they do that. A lot of the people that worked there now work over at Art of Animation and teach these classes in the lobby for free. And you can learn how to draw your favorite characters. There's also a pretty substantial arcade for kids. So for teens.
Pixel Arcade, isn't it?
Pixel Arcade. That has, all your kind of traditional new wave of video games. It's kind of the same one you see kind of everywhere. But still, if you're talking about older kids, I feel like that's a good spot. You get an arcade. Trust me, until 13 or 14, you put me in an arcade, I could spend half my day there alone. I don't know. I just genuinely like it. It's fresh. It's clean. It's got every bit of it I feel like I can use as someone who's not staying there.
And I'll say this as someone who normally doesn't do counter service. What do they call them? Economy resorts? Is that what they call them? Or the value? Value is the right word. The food court,
it's value.
Yeah, the food court at Pop and Art of Animation is fantastic, and there's a lot more options than there are at the deluxe and the moderate resorts.
Yeah,
I mean, they're just, it's essentially like you're walking into a giant cafeteria with 4, 5, 6
and there's so many options.
There's a ton of options.
It really is.
And one last thing about it, there is a little bit of creepy to it. And that's because, as a lot of you may know, is it was originally built to be the second wing of Pop Century. And then 9/11 happened, and they just left it there rotting for a decade.
Yeah.
And then decided, okay, let's retheme it, build some more structures, work out. So there is that extra level of like, there's some park history here that's more beyond that. And they obviously don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But it is something going in, knowing like, this structure has been here, though it's only been open for 3 years. 3 or 4 years. I think 2012. It really has been here for 15 years. So it's kind of the opposite of Will's. Will's is, to some extent, if you want to get away from Disney, it's a great way. Mine is, if you want to be fully immersed in everything loud and bright and colorful and Disney yelling at you, Art of Animation is for you. And I love that.
Well, and I would double down, though, kind of what Terry said earlier. I did enjoy it because I was there with your son. As an adult, you can't get away for a full day.
No.
Like you,
I would say, I'm talking about specifically
the pool bar for
because I thought it brought a different perspective. I'm talking about if you're bringing your kids, and you're not there just to hang out and drink or hang out in a lobby, that it's because it's not a great hangout lobby. I'll say that. And obviously if it's raining, don't go. But it's a great option if you're looking for, honestly, to me, it's the closest to a park experience. And what I mean, parks means like a Magic Kingdom, a Disney style park experience outside of the main gates, because you do have these big characters and almost a meet and greet feel for a lot of them.
Which is great because a lot of the play areas in the parks are gone now.
Yeah.
Was it the Pooh play area that was at Magic Kingdom that's all gone? And then the Honey, I Shrunk the Playground, whatever. So do you guys have like an honorable mention?
Yeah, I was going to jump into that because... this is just really quick to wrap it up. I think that the Grand Floridian, if you're an adult, so the opposite of the Art of Animation, if you're an adult and you want kind of a luxurious day, you can go to the spa, you can go to the pool,
it's a great option.
Good dining. They have the beach there too, which is cool. I would say Grand Floridian. I was torn between which two to go with, and I think that the Wilderness Lodge is definitely more family inclusive. But if you're an adult and you just want an indulgent day that's not in the park, I would go to Grand Floridian.
I would say the Polynesian, which is next door, because I struggle with making that my first choice because it's one place that I know you could spend an entire day.
For sure.
Up until fireworks. See the fireworks.
I will agree with that, yeah.
And so, I mean, you got Trader Sam's. You've got Breakfast at Kona. You've got
Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's the afternoon.
Yeah. I would just say Trader Sam's is what you can spend an entire day
That's
I have seen them pretty strict on the pool, though.
Yes. And to be clear, you're technically not supposed to use the pools if you're not staying at a resort or a DVC member hobby.
These are all hypotheticals.
Yes.
All hypotheticals.
Hey, no one told me at Art of Animation
If you do want to not get in trouble, I would say your best chance is to go to Art of Animation.
Go to the cars.
That no one will notice you're there.
It's just me and six empty cones.
I like the sushi at the Polynesian. There's all kinds of the gift shops. And if you're someone who goes to Disney all the time and you haven't traveled to the resorts,
yeah, it's absolutely worth it.
Absolutely worth it. There's different stuff in all the gift shops. They even have things that are kind of themed to that area. And so, you know, the Polynesian has a bunch of stuff from Hawaii, and it's definitely worth your time. What do you think is your?
Well, I mean, those are probably two of the best options. I'll throw in a Port Orleans. Either one. Honestly, I feel like there's cool stuff to do at both of them. All the way up to Yeehaw Bob, so you can do stuff all day, all night there. And I don't really know enough of the details. I've been there a bunch of times, but I don't have the list in front of me. Here's the rest.
You're just saying here's an honorable mention of some things that you could do at a resort.
Yeah. All right. I think that will do it for this segment, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It was super fun.
Yeah, it was. See? Nice, chill, relax. Hope you agree with us. Hope you don't. So if you don't agree with us, or if you do, tweet us. Let us know. Tweet us at WDW Today Podcast. Obviously, send us emails, questions at WDW Today. And we'll be right back with listener questions with Lynn. I heard a young girl calling. All right, take a quick break here to tell you, remind you all about WDW Today Weekend. Now, you've heard all about De Las Puertas. That's the concert event Friday night, September 30th, and that features Off Kilter, American Martian, formerly Mulch, Sweat, and Shear, so many more, the Dreamfinder, Ron Schneider. Tons of people are going to be at that, but I do want to take a minute to tell you about all the stuff we're going to be doing all weekend long. We're going to be starting out on Thursday. It's going to be an Epcot Thursday. It's going to be a blast. We're going to do a little Skagway reunion. We're announce all the big events coming up later on this year, actually, in just the next few weeks. Probably Will's Crybaby Haunted Mansion meetup. I think that's going to close out the whole event.
We're all going to cry together.
Yep, we're going to have a lot of fun. Terry, I'm sure we'll do something at Dumbo. We're going to do stuff all day October 1st in the Magic Kingdom, celebrating the 45th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World. It's going to be a blast. Come with us to WDW Today Weekend. You can find out all the information of our hard ticket events and soon the schedule for the soft ticket. I guess soft ticket? I'll say soft ticket or no ticket events.
Non-ticketed.
Non-ticketed events, just park admission typically. And you can find that all out at dlpfest.com.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, and it's that time again. It's time for listener questions with Lynn Testa. And Lynn, welcome back.
Hey,
it feels
thanks.
Like we haven't talked in minutes. And let's go on to our next question, our first question. Sorry, I'm getting confused. What are we doing? Who am I? Who wants to take the next question?
I'll take the next question. Uh-huh. This is from the best Katie.
Best Katie.
Best Katie in South Carolina. She's not the mediocre Katie.
Or is that Katie Best?
No, this is Best Dash Katie.
Yeah, top notch. That's how she... Oh, no. You know what it is?
What?
That's how she signed her message.
Oh,
Best
Katie.
Katie.
No. Go back with it. I want Katie to be the best Katie she could be.
All right, she is
Katie,
the best Katie.
To us, you're the best Katie.
All right, Best Katie from South Carolina. Hey, guys, have a question for Lynn regarding Hollywood Studios for May 2016.
Okay.
With all of those closures, including Streets of America, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground, and the Lights, Motor, Action, are the crowds going to swell even more so on Sunset Boulevard with all the closing? Just wondering, where will all the people go? And how will this affect the waits? We are a family of four with an 8-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl. I have an Animal Kingdom morning planned on the morning of 5/5/16. First time. And had planned to hop over the studios for a few fast pass attractions. However, I'm rethinking this move. Perhaps better to spend the time someplace. Any insight is appreciated. Best, Katie.
So that's you have two problems here. Number one, you've got attractions that were in the back of the park that have closed. Let's light some interaction, Streets of America. The other problem is the area where those attractions were is also closed. So there is no back of the park for people to be spread out in. And what you're seeing, especially on Sunset Boulevard, on Hollywood Boulevard, is Disney's running these live concerts and pop-up events right at the end there. So you've got less space, fewer attractions, and that means more people crowded around the streets. It's definitely going to feel more crowded.
It already is feeling more crowded even before they put the walls up.
Yeah, again, it's fewer attractions and less space. Yeah. It's only, even if the same number of people go, it's going to feel more crowded. I think some things that might help the studios out in May is if Rivers of Light ever gets going. We heard that it's been delayed from its April 22nd launch. No word on when it's supposed to go, but if it's only delayed a week or so, that would help you out because people will go there in the evening, Katie. But if that runs into June, then May, there's not really much of a reason to go to Animal Kingdom. So it's kind of iffy at this point. Looking at it, the first part of May, would know more in a couple of weeks.
She did say, "Is it worth going over to Studios for some Fast Pass attractions?" I think if you're getting a Fast Pass, it's not probably going to be that terribly long.
Yeah, I mean, there's still the attractions that are there are still great attractions. Yeah, and all the Star Wars stuff. If you're a Star Wars fan, I just did it and I loved it every second of it. So I would say go over there if you're a Star Wars fan. I just spent a day with my boy doing Star Wars stuff and we had a blast. Even with all the closures, it was still great. But Lynn, someone did ask, and I have to find the actual question. Here it is. I don't know who wrote it. Someone, one of you guys wrote it, and I'm happy to just say, when do you think now, with Rivers of Light delayed, any idea of when you think this thing's going up?
I'd heard a couple of weeks ago, we might have even talked about this, that the technical issues look to be more complicated than they originally thought,
yeah.
And it could be as late as June 1st. My sense is Disney's going to do everything that they can to avoid June 1st, because at that point, it's going to compete with the Frozen stuff. So, you know, if they can get it done, mid-May is probably a good target. The problem is I think the third or fourth week of May there is when they really wanted to debut the Frozen stuff. So the thing that Disney's got to be worried about is losing the Rivers of Light stuff and the nighttime safari thing, which actually looks pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
But all losing
the nighttime
all of that
stuff looks great. Yeah.
Hold up. You're saying Animal Kingdom is having a technical problem?
I know, right? Wait, something built at the Animal Kingdom is taking longer than originally thought?
I don't understand.
Having issues,
what?
Things that can't be fixed?
I'm sorry,
thanks,
sorry.
Shanghai.
Continue.
So you said, what were you saying about were you talking about the projection, the tree projection?
Yeah, the sunset projection.
Oh, I've heard about that. I haven't seen it, though.
That looks – so what they did is essentially ran these huge LED screens along the back perimeter.
Right.
Of the Kilimanjaro Safari path. So it always it doesn't look like night, even when the sun goes down. It'll always be a perpetual sunset.
They're finally changing the weather on us.
They're
right, doing it.
And if you
Everyone's
look at the Google
waiting.
Maps of these things, you've seen some aerial images of them. It's just on a massive scale. Like, well, that's one way of approaching it.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to see that. And,
times,
and the projection, I'd say, the projection stuff they put out, I think they put out with the announcement of the delay of the test of what the Tree of Life will look like. It's pretty legit. It looks pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to see
fantastic.
It. As a huge fan of World of Color out in California, I'm really looking forward to this one. Let's move on to some Facebook comments because they're typically shorter. All right, this is from Andy, who is from Chicago. Hey, by the way, if you're in the Chicago area and listener, we track our analytics. We can see where people are, demographics, geographics. We've seen Chicago rise significantly. You guys are typically number one, two, or three in our top markets, so we've seen a big group. So we started a WDW Today Chicago Society on Facebook. It's a group on Facebook. Send us a message on WDW Today on our Facebook page or tweet us, and I'll send you the link on how to be a part of that. I think there's over 100 people already in it. We just like kind of unofficially did it kind of on the down low, and we're seeing a great group of people in Chicago, and we're going to probably be out there in July. So make sure to check that out. Andy said from Chicago, this is just kind of, I guess, an opinion question. Will Avatar Land develop the draw that will justify its existence? Or did they wait too long to do it? We've seen the sequels be delayed and so on. General thoughts. I have my feelings toward this, but you know, what do you guys think? Avatar Land, did they miss the mark because Avatar hasn't, I think there's even been articles about this, biggest movie of all time, no fan base.
Yeah, I would say I was more shocked than anyone probably that they were announcing it. Yeah. Mainly because I actually never saw Avatar.
Back in 98?
Yeah, which is...
When did Avatar actually come out?
It came out probably 6 years ago.
Yeah, 2007, 2008, 2009?
Something like that, yeah.
I never saw Avatar.
We can find out.
And I know that I'm in the minority because it was one of the biggest movies of all time. And
2009.
So that means that almost everyone saw it. But
it was the birth of 3D, really.
But like you're saying, 3D. That it...
It's not
it doesn't
Potter.
Have a fan base.
Yeah, it's not
so,
Star Wars.
Why would they make a land? Why would they do that?
Well, I think you had James Cameron, and you had the fact that they were promised. Oh, Jim Cameron, as Dick Van Dyke would say. Avatar Land. They were promised Avatar 2 and 3 coming out pretty quickly after, and we've just seen, as James Cameron does, takes his time to develop those sequels. And I think they've said 2, 3, and 4 are going to come out. But my feeling towards this is a little bit different, a little bit nuanced. I was not thrilled with the announcement of Avatar Land. I've seen the concept art and the way things look, and I think it's going to be unbelievable. I think it's going to be beautiful and amazing. My thought is kind of like this, is that, you know, you have the Skull Island, Reign of Kong, or you know, whatever it's called, the new King Kong attraction at Universal, that is loosely based on the last, not super successful, Peter Jackson King Kong film that also came out around that same time period, if not a little bit before. But they're building on King Kong as a franchise player, and that it's going to be an amazing ride. Don't care about the movie. I think that's what you may see with Avatar, which is, yeah, it doesn't matter if you've seen Avatar or not. We're going to give you just a crazy experience. And hopefully, if you love Avatar, it's great. If you don't like Avatar, you're still going to love it, much like they did at Potter. Now, Potter obviously stayed around a lot longer. It's still being produced, new things, Potter coming out each and every week, it feels like. But for people that don't like Harry Potter, can still experience the Wizarding World and thoroughly enjoy it without even understanding what they're seeing. I think you may see that with Avatar Land.
I was so against it.
Shocker.
And then when the images from Imagineering came out, was it a D23 or was it like a D23 Tokyo or something like that?
Something like that.
I was blown away. But I was still apprehensive. But what I've recently seen from construction at Animal Kingdom, I think it's going to be amazing. I think the attractions are going to stand on their own. I think they've created what's going to be probably one of the most beautiful immersive environments ever. And I don't know that liking or disliking the movie is going to affect its awesomeness. I think it's going to be great. What do you think, Lynn?
You know, I think Disney signed James Cameron for this because they didn't want to lose him like they did J.K. Rowling on Potter. So it was purely a defensive move. And then they spent a few years trying to figure out what to do with it. I saw the movie. I didn't think it was good from a theme park idea, because unlike Harry Potter, there is no mythology. There's no canon, no set of books around it. And you guys are right. I mean, it's the top grossing movie of all time with literally no fans. That said, the last couple times I've been in the park, I've taken a look at what they've been building, actual building in Animal Kingdom, and that has me more super excited than any model that WDI put out. It looks like the integration of that stuff is just fantastic, and the real world building of it looks fantastic. So I'm cautiously optimistic. They can still screw it up, but I think they've got a fighting chance at this point.
Even with the cranes, the floating mountains look amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they do look
and
cool.
If you go back by Pizza Fari and you stand at the gate, you can see how the existing tree line really frames that entrance in. It's almost like a picture window frame. It looks fantastic.
Character meet and greets are going to be like mind-blowingly crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, but the thing is, I mean, they need a bunch of like 6 foot tall, really attractive people.
That's what I mean. Like it's going to be the opposite. It's not just find whoever you can and put them in a
you know
a
that
suit.
It's
going to be like 10 hours of preparation to get all blue.
You know that divine, get like 6 of them.
Yeah, I mean, but they have to be really tall and good looking. So it's like the recruiting from Brazil. Like, how many Brazilian models can you hire? That's what's going to be
probably a lot.
Well, probably a lot
that want to work as an Avatar dude. Are they Avatarians? Yeah. What are they?
No, they're from Pandora.
I haven't Pandora's box.
I don't know what they're actually called. No, they have a name. The Navi.
They're
the Navi in Pandora. Avatar is because it's like you haven't seen the movie. I'll explain it one day.
You'll tell me when I'm older?
Yes, I'll tell you when I'm older. When it comes down to it, I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be worth seeing. And it'll get built eventually. There's one part of me that wants it to keep getting delayed because every year at the Bill and Ted Show at Halloween Horror Nights, they have a Navi run out with Mickey ears on complaining about, it's going to open next year. Like every year he complains about like, it's coming. And it's hilarious every year. So only for that, I hope that it keeps going. Let's do one more question.
So Brandon wants to know, is Disney Quest really closing this year?
So the Disney Quest, one of my favorite things is hashtag Disney Quest is open. We see from a lot of the employees of Disney Quest. I have some thoughts on this, but Lynn, what do you know from your inside information?
The rumor was that NBA City was coming in to take the space. And then that seemingly got put on hold late last year, early this year. And now everyone's sort of cagey about whether it's actually happening. We'll know. Like in August or September when Disney starts putting out the 2017 annual pass benefits as to whether Disney Quest still exists. Right now it says that your Disney Quest benefit ends on December 31st. My sense is, it's April. If we don't hear anything by June, it'll probably stay open. Yeah, simply because they need something on that end of the park.
So I have some information that I want to share. So Brandon actually is someone who's coming down for WDW Today Weekend, and he reached out to me personally too and said, our Off the Neverland provider said they couldn't buy him tickets. There was something with that. And one of the things that they said they weren't sure if it was closed or going to be open, maybe they just discouraged him. But I did look into us doing a private party at Disney Quest during the weekend. So like at 8 to 11, they'll let you rent it out, and it's not horribly expensive. So I was like, let's see what it is. And they told me I could not book out. It's weird. I think it's September 28th is the last day they're allowed currently to book out an event. And that's what you look at all their contracts. That's what it currently says. Now that could have changed in the last month, but when I originally checked, they said, yeah, if it's after September 28th, we're not really allowed to sign on. So I don't know if that's a fiscal year thing or if that's a, issue with it being 6 months out or whatever it is, but that
or is
does
it an issue of closure,
yeah, or is that point to the sign of they don't want to commit to anything post late September?
Well, that's an interesting point because their fiscal year should end around September 30th,
right? So that's could very well be the case because obviously the park's opened October 1st. We're going to be there at the Magic Kingdom on the 45th, and
we're going to be there on the 45th.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant of the month. I was like, you've lost your mind.
No, 45th anniversary on October 1st. We're going to be hanging out in the Magic Kingdom all day. At least Will and I will, and Terry, and maybe Lynn. Who knows? If Lynn can get there, he will be there, and we will have a blast. But that is just something interesting that they couldn't even – I mean, look, if we're going to go special events, fiscal year business, I booked a wedding 11 months out. When I got married there, I booked it in March for a February wedding. So – I think it was May for a February wedding. So maybe that's not as accurate. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah, the thing about them committed to Disney Quest, based on my visit last year, I don't think they've been committed to Disney Quest for a long time. And I loved Disney Quest. The first time we went, it blew my mind. The Build Your Own Space Mountain, fantastic. I loved the shoot the cannon
Buzz Lightyear Astroblasters.
It's strangely entertaining. And
Will and I used to tear that up in the 90s.
I'm really sad, but also couldn't care less.
Yeah, because I think that's how I kind of feel.
I loved it as a kid growing up. Logan and I went a lot to Disney Quest. Yeah. It was like a hands-on Dave and Buster's, kind of, is my feeling about it. You know what it is now? I didn't know it was still open.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. It's the building they repainted to look even more faded. It's there at Disney Springs. I still want to go one time at least before they close it down, though. Once they took out that Hercules thing, it was all over for me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? The being a comic book. Remember that? Being on Aladdin's carpet. Remember that? Build your own toy.
I remember when that was in the parks, dude.
I think the brochure for Disney Quest was better than Disney Quest.
And the genie. The whole intro they used to have where you'd walk into the elevator and shake, and then that became like a hazard because people couldn't get out. So they dumped that. But all right, moving on. I think that's going to do it for today's listener questions. Disney Quest, rest in peace, we'll say. And we'll keep you updated. And if you work at Disney Quest, because I actually know what some of our listeners do, keep us updated. Leak us the information. We'll just tell tens of thousands of people. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you all enjoyed it. Hopefully I don't get too much hate mail for my love of the art of animation.
Oh, I guarantee you'll get some sort of hate mail.
Oh, I'm sure I will. But you can send that tweet to me. Feel free. Tweet to WDW Today. It's WDW Today Podcast is our Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on most social medias. And you can find me in general at Logan Seculo, at Be Heard Will, at Terry Weaver. Is it Terry the Weaver? You'll find him there. Somewhere he's there. You can find Lynn as well on all social media sources. Special thanks to the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter, offkilter.net, to find out where they're playing. Other than that, WDW Today Weekend, De Las Puertas Festival, September 29th through October 2nd. We can't wait to see you there, and we will talk to you on the next show.